What if I have a vision impairment? 7 out of 10. Once again, Spider-Man 2 offers you a quick profile to adjust a set of help options. There are even two profiles, vision preset and motion sensitivity preset. The former allows you to avoid sudden camera movements. Spider-Man typically spends a lot of time swinging, and everything is designed to create a feeling of speed. The preset allows you to reduce this feeling by slowing down swings and turns and by giving you a fixed center dot as a focal point to avoid feelings of motion sickness. All motion blur, chromatic aberration and shake effects are disabled. Finally, full screen effects such as flashes or blood are deactivated. Vision presets directly activate all support features, making you less vision dependent. During fights, auto heal will automatically activate. This is a valuable feature since the health bar isn't always visible, it's displayed in percentages and especially because auto heal will only activate once your concentration is at maximum, which brings up a second, smaller loading bar. In other words, if you can't quickly tell the two apart, you may be at risk of dying more often, so auto heal is a useful feature. Since concentration can take time to load, it's essential not to waste it. It's possible to set auto heal to activate at a certain percentage. This avoids wasting a concentration bar when your health is already at 95%. For example, if you set it to 30%, auto heal will activate once your concentration is full, but only when your health falls to 30%. Next, visual assists can activate features such as audio description. What's more, when you activate narrated ASL, subtitles will be read out loud when characters speak in sign language. Finally, the game directs you towards your mission point at the push of a button. This is critical for players who have low vision or are visually impaired. Although this option is handy, alone, it won't be enough for low vision players, as is often the case in open worlds. However, there are still some really great features regarding visual support. Even though there isn't any colorblind filter, properly speaking, a vast array of colors are available to adjust or change the color of game elements, such as objects, enemies, or allies. You can change the color of up to 15 game elements. It's also possible to activate a high contrast mode, which will gray out the background, accentuating critical gameplay elements, such as characters, interactive objects, and mission objectives. As mentioned above regarding hearing presets, the size and background of subtitles can be adjusted to improve visibility. Moreover, it's possible to customize the colors of names, subtitles, and backgrounds. Choose the contrasts that work the best for you. When working with contrasts, choosing a bright color for your spider sense will alert you when it's the right moment to dodge or choose continuous dodge if you need to. This should make the game very playable. However, the way that game actions are explained can be problematic. Although reminders are frequent, skill descriptions are listed in writing. Keywords can be set to a color of your choice, but that may not be enough. Lucas, one of the visitors to the Paris Games Week who has low vision and achromatopsia, shared his experiences with us. For him, highly contrasted colors don't help since he only sees shades of gray. On the contrary, a highly contrasted game blurs character details by creating a single shade that he can't perceive, which decreases information quality for him. Regarding low vision, he would have liked texts and HUD elements, such as button displays, to be customizable. He had to sit very near the screen to see them. We, therefore, have a slight reservation about endgame playability when levels are maxed out, but the options available offer some excellent solutions for vision-impaired players.